Welcome to Found in Space, a science podcast for kids and teens. Duke has a really fun question for us today. What happens if our sun turns into a black hole? So, let's start by saying that we don't think this is going to happen. So you don't need to worry. The sun, as far as we can tell, will not turn into a black hole. So let's talk about why that's the case. Why do some stars become black holes? What's the process behind that? And just for the fun of it, let's also talk about, well, what would happen if magically somehow the sun were able to turn into a black hole? What would it actually be like for Earth? Okay, so let's start with black holes. So what are black holes? Well, a black hole is an area in space. It's a region where the gravity is so strong that if you get too close to it, if you get beyond what's called the event horizon, that the gravity is so strong, you can't get away. In fact, there's nothing that we know of in the universe, including light, that can actually get away, which is where it gets the name black hole from, because the light goes into it, and it's like it just falls in. And what we see when we don't see light is we see black, right? Like when you turn the lights off at night, when you're going to go to sleep, you look around, there's no light, the room is black, right? So if light goes into a black hole, it can't come back out. We can't see that black hole. Gravity. This is something that we are all pretty familiar with, right? Gravity is what is holding us to Earth right now, right? We can all feel it. It's the thing that when you drop a pen, it falls to the ground. If you throw a ball, it goes up into the sky for a moment, and then it falls back to Earth. Now, the more massive something is, meaning the more stuff it's made of, and the more that stuff is squeezed into a smaller space, the stronger and stronger the gravity is. So, some things that have less mass and aren't quite as dense, that's how much stuff is squeezed into that space, they're not going to have as much gravity. So if we were able to take a rocket ship and get out on the surface of Pluto and jump around, there'd be a lot less gravity. There's a lot less holding us to Pluto than there is to Earth. And then other things, like if we could stand on the sun, which we can't because it's not solid and it's way, way too hot for us to, but if we could, the gravity holding us down would be so strong. In fact, we'd be squished just trying to stand on the sun. So black holes, they are really, really, really small and really massive. So you've got a lot of stuff. You have as much stuff as a whole star squeezed into a tiny, tiny space. This makes the gravity super strong. When the idea of a black hole was first proposed, scientists didn't know how that could possibly happen in nature. So they could talk about it with math and describe it with math. But just because we can think of something, just because we can imagine something and use math to describe it, doesn't necessarily mean it really exists. And it took a long time for scientists to figure out how a black hole could form and to find one for real in nature. So the main way that we think black holes form is actually when really, really massive stars die. When they explode at the end of their life in an event we call a supernova. But the sun is also important for gravity. Now let's pretend that if we turned the sun into a black hole, that it would have the same mass. It would be the same amount of stuff. Well, In terms of Earth's orbit going around the sun, our now black hole sun, not much would change. The light and the heat would be gone because it wouldn't be a star anymore. And we wouldn't see anything when we looked towards the sun because you can't really see a black hole unless it's interacting with something, because it's just a black ball in space, right? And space is black. You can't see it. But what we need to remember is that black holes don't really suck things in. In video games and movies, it seems like they're sucking things in, but it doesn't really do that. It's just an area that has a lot of gravity. So if you get too close to a black hole, then you're going to fall into it. But that's the same with the sun as it is today, or Earth, or Jupiter, right? You get too close and you fall down that gravity well. Earth is far enough away from the sun, and we're going at just the right speed, that we're in a really stable orbit, meaning we're going around the sun at just the right speed that as we fall around it, we're always missing it. So we stay in place going around the sun. So basically, if we could push some magical button and make the sun a black hole, we'd all be really, really cold, and that wouldn't be good for Earth. But the Earth wouldn't get sucked in. It wouldn't fall into the black hole. The orbits of Earth and all the other planets and asteroids and comets and things, that would all stay the same. All right, Duke, thank you for a great question here on black holes. It's always so much fun to think about these objects. And it's so much fun to be with all of you here on the podcast Learning About Space and Science Together. If you have questions that you would like us to talk about or topics, please have your grown-ups send that in to the email in the description. And as always, my friends, I hope you have dark skies, and remember to stay curious.